I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. Watch What Happens Live is back. I'm going to be a dad. I mean, so much has happened since we've been off. I guess that was already in the works, but I shared it. Happy New Year. I'm dry. I have my umbrella. Thank you, Times Square Commission. And we've got a great run of shows coming up for you guys. So I'm kind of taking a step away from recording intros on the podcast. I'm just trying to consolidate to make more time for my kid. Okay? Can you blame me? No, I'm not going to blame it on the kid. But I hope you enjoy. And tonight we've got Bevy Smith and Shamari DeVoe. And big week, by the way. Danielle Staub and Lindsay Lohan Wednesday night. Are you kidding me? All right. See you later.
She'll give your look the green light, and she told Marlo to go play in traffic. It's Watch What Happens Live with Bevy Smith and Shamari DeVoe now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, ringing in the first show of 2019 while still wringing out my clothes from New Year's Eve. I swear, I'm still finding water in crevices in my body. Ooh. My first guest is the always eloquent and elegant host of Radio Andy's Bevelations on Sirius XM Channel 102. Yes. She's here to break down the Golden Globes fashion, so I hope she brought the keys to the reading room.
I did.
It is my friend, Bevy Smith, everybody. She is the newest Atlanta housewife who needs no introduction because she was an A-list when you were an A-list. Okay, Marlo, say hi to Shamari DeVoe. Great to see you making your clubhouse debut, Shamari.
Yes,
nice
I'm
to see
so
you.
Excited to be
and
here.
I should also say, Bevy is just off a plane from Zanzibar.
Yes, darling.
Zanzibar.
Yes, so I'm Zanzibar Bevy, darling.
Yes, you.
Mother in the motherland.
Yes. Mother in the motherland.
Yes.
Well, speaking of mothers, when there's a mother, there's a father, and he is the other half of Atlanta's New Edition. From New Edition, say hi to Shamari's husband, Ronnie DeVoe. Wow. This is Mage that Ronnie DeVoe's
this, I
here.
This is awesome. I mean, the legend is in the building.
Honestly, Ronnie DeVoe does not take his sunglasses off at night.
Oh, listen, come on. I can see everything.
Yes. I love it. Thanks for being here, Ronnie. You know, Shamari, during therapy, you threw some shade towards Candy, and guess what? It's our Shady Boot moment of the night.
What is it?
I am struggling because I want to get my career back up and running, but I still want to spend time with my kids. And like, both Candy and I are mothers of toddlers, but I don't see myself just not seeing my kids for days.
Oh.
Oh my God. No, I really
did not mean that.
I really did not mean it that way. I really did.
All right. Well, tonight Cynthia's boyfriend Mike paid her a visit, and Lake Bailey quickly became Lake Sexy. Well, kinda. Watch this.
I just want him to get here.
You think he's gonna propose?
Yeah, you got me sweating already.
Oh my God.
Feed me some grapes.
Absolutely.
Remember the counter?
Yes, I remember the counter. Boom. All right, I can't take anymore. What are you going to ask me?
What I wanted to ask you was, Cynthia Bailey, will you be my lady? Is that okay?
It's not a proposal. Like, we've been exclusive for a while now, but now it's official. Yay.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV because that brings us to our first poll question of the night, which is Cynthia moving too fast with Mike? Yes or no? It seems like Mike is not moving fast with her.
How long have they been together?
At this point in the show, maybe just a few months, right?
Okay. Right, just a few months.
What do you think?
I think they need to take their time.
Okay.
Like, you know, they just basically got together, and you know, she can't expect a proposal this soon.
Right.
Like, my husband and I, we waited 5 years before we even got engaged.
Wow. So. Well, you and your husband also have a very unusual relationship, which we're going to talk about later. Looks like you guys are evenly split there. Here's a good topic I want to discuss, which came up on tonight's Married to Medicine reunion. Toya stood firm in believing, Bevy, you're going to have an opinion on this. She believes that single friends should not go on couples trips.
I agree.
Watch. Oh, really?
I just don't feel like a couples trip is appropriate for a singles woman.
Why would you even want to come?
Because I want to learn.
Not then finished. Learn by being around your wife.
Couldn't she be friends with these guys?
Can I stop? She can't be my man's friend.
No.
It's 2018.
But you don't think she can learn something from being with the group?
Emily, you know, does your man have any female friends?
Okay. So I love Quad, but I don't think that she should be on a couple trip. First of all, who wants to be the third wheel?
Exactly.
Right.
I feel you. I would not want to be the third
wheel. So you do not think so?
I want to be the lonely girl on the couple trip.
Right.
I want to see folks making out, and I'm just there diddling myself. You say that late night. Mommy, forgive me.
Okay. Your questions for Bevy and Shamari are coming in. Mother in the motherland. Mother Bevy in the motherland.
Yes.
But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. I love you.
I love you more.
First, Shamaria said, I may be an open book, but that doesn't mean I'm easily read. But here's what. That has not stopped everyone in Atlanta from trying to read. Shamari, take a look.
I enjoyed the black performance. The outfits were a little dated.
I don't need to be updated or upgraded or anything
updated,
like that.
Updated, you do. No.
Who do you think in this group needs a makeover?
Candy's hands down the most fashionable.
Raise your hand if you have been in an open relationship.
Oh, that one.
I'm not for open relationships.
How does that really work?
You came in and gave, you know, hugs to everybody on the opposite side of the table.
I just was not feeling you that day.
Okay, you're not a bitch.
I know, right. You are.
Right, whatever, bitch.
Say it one more time.
Bitch.
Were you surprised? Were you surprised at some of the women coming for you when you joined the group?
I just could not believe that everybody was coming after my fashions. Like, I've never been the type of girl to go after labels or follow trends or anything like that, you know? And just for Marlo to come after me like that, and everybody at that point, I was just fed up, like, you know?
Right.
It happens, though, when you're on a show with so many, you know, hyper-fashionable women.
Yes.
They all drip with labels.
They're drip, so, you know.
By the way, speaking of, you know, we were talking about this earlier today. Bevy, as a fashionista, do you think there's a difference between being a label queen and actually being fashionable?
Yes, certainly.
You do?
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? When you're really truly fashionable, it can be very subtle, and it doesn't even have to depend on labels. A lot of times the labels that you wear when you're very stylish, you can't even discern what they are.
All right.
It's just fabulous style.
Second, tonight on Atlanta, we found out that Portia was kicked out of Todd's basketball-themed birthday, which resulted in some very uncomfortable overtime. Take a look.
We went to the party, but midway through,
I start noticing one of Candy's employees, like, circling me.
She starts chest bumping me on my back.
She chest bumps you?
And I'm like, no, don't walk away. Security approaches us.
I said that to go. Get him out of here.
I was wrongfully kicked out of party. That's the whole point.
You always are the aggressor and then become the victim.
I'm nobody's victim, bitch.
What? You were the one chasing down the girl. Nobody told you to do that. You don't know how to control yourself. That's the problem.
Candy's doing what she does best, yapping. If she's not throwing some food in that mouth, then she's talking about Portion Dennis.
Okay, here's what, go to WWHL.TV right now. We want to know, who do you believe, Candy or Portia? Who do you believe? You've heard both sides.
You know, I love both of those girls, and it's a shame that they have to go backwards in their relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I see where both of them are coming from. If I was throwing my husband a party, I would want him to have a good time and not be aware of any type of altercation. But at the same time, if somebody has a personal vendetta towards Portia, she could have very well been set up. You know, and I've been wrongfully thrown out a few clubs before.
So oh, really?
Wrongfully thrown out.
Okay, it looks like, wow, this is a really tight vote. You guys are barely on Portia's side on this one. Finally, one of my New Year's resolutions was to have more of the sage and savvy Bevy Smith in my life. Done! But here's what. I wonder what 2019 resolutions Bevy would give to some other folks who made headlines in 2018. Let's find out with New Year's Bevolutions. Okay, Bevy, what should R. Kelly's resolution be?
Oh, gosh, he should be locked in the closet, a.k.a. a prison cell.
Okay, I knew you would have an opinion.
You know I have an opinion.
Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra.
Oh, no more sponsorship money.
No more sponsorship money. Okay, what about Kanye West?
Oh, get back on the meds, baby.
Okay. What about Roseanne?
Stay off the Ambien and off Twitter.
Okay.
And go to Israel.
Go to Israel.
Get out of America, girl.
Get out of America. Okay. What about Cardi B?
Oh, get off Offset's. You know what?
Really?
She can move on.
She can.
She said it's a great situation down there.
Yeah.
But there's others with great situations.
Okay. Oh, did she say Offset?
You can't say that to your husband right here.
Right. Did she say Offset was?
Yeah,
really?
She said that he's amazing. That she loves the girth and the length and the situation.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much, Bevy Smith. I appreciate it. What was your reaction? Ronnie, when your wife revealed that you two had an open relationship, not thrilled, right?
Yeah, in that capacity. I mean, we talked about the fact that we were going to be an open book ultimately.
Yeah.
We feel like we're marriage ambassadors, you know, and we like to be transparent ultimately, you know, so... I just didn't think it was gonna come at a table with all the women.
Yes,
I thought
it was
probably gonna be one woman at a time.
He asked the question at the Bailey Q, who's ever been in an open relationship?
But you jumped up, girl.
I jumped up.
All right, let's go to the phones. It's Mike from Cape Cod. Hey, Mike, how you doing? What's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Oh, hi, Andy. How are you? Happy New Year.
You too.
Congratulations on the baby.
Thank you.
My question is from the most glamorous woman, Bevy Smith.
Hi,
Bevy. Who do you think was the most overrated celebrity of 2018?
Ooh, most overrated celebrity of 2018?
I mean,
easily. I mean, you know, just to be mean and, like, pick on an easy target, like Kim Kardashian.
All right.
Okay, everyone hated that answer. Y'all were like, oh.
Tina R. wants to know, Shamari, do you think Candy should have reached out to Porsche after getting kicked out of the party?
Ooh. Yes, I have to put myself in Candy's shoes. If I was throwing a party for my husband and there was an altercation that happened, I would have waited till after the party and I would have reached out to see what happened, especially if I invited you to the party.
There you go. Know? Next week on Atlanta, Portia tells Dennis that his data plan no longer includes unlimited text messages to his ex. Take a look at this sneak peek.
I cut off who I was talking to, you know, and then, you know, you were supposed to really cut off who you were talking to.
But what?
But you didn't.
It's not true.
Huh?
You saw the text message.
In my last relationship, I became like the face of like a great marriage. I had all these issues and I would cover it up. With you not owning some of this with me, I'm starting to put that mask back on.
All right. Let's go to Cassie from Atlanta. Hey, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Mari, Big Ron, and Diva Bev.
Hi, babe.
Thank you. Okay, Shamari, overall, who do you think is the shadiest housewife on Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Who do I think is the shadiest housewife? Of course I'm going to say, oh, wait a minute, Marlo's not a housewife, is she?
Shady boo! Shady boo! Shady boo! Oh my God, Ronnie DeVoe is doing the poison dance, you guys. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Go get him, baby.
Bevy, Jennifer L. wants to know your biggest fashion pet peeve that celebrities keep doing.
When you don't own the dress, as in you don't feel comfortable in the dress, do not let these stylists just put you up in something because it's the label or it's just the biggest trend or what have
you.
You have to really be comfy in whatever it is that you're wearing.
Okay, well, that leads us to this. As we know, a bunch of awards were handed out tonight at the Golden Globes, but true winners and losers were already made on the red carpet. And since fashion aficionado Bevy Smith is here, we want to take a trip to the Reading Room, Golden Globes edition. Bevy and Shamari, it's time for you to read those red carpet looks for filth. Okay, let's start with Lady Gaga. Here she is in Valentino and Giuseppe Zanotti's shoes.
Yes.
What do we think of this?
Well, first of all, she's wearing periwinkle and then she's got the blue hair, the match and everything. So I thought that was fabulous. It's very reminiscent of what Tracee Ellis Ross wore, her pink Valentino gown. It's both Valentino. She said it was homage to Judy Garland. I thought it was a bit overwrought, but still beautiful.
You like it,
Shamari? Yeah, she looks great. She looks like a mythical Cinderella. She also looks like she could be on the cover of one of those Halloween costume boxes.
Okay, see, there you go.
All right. Here's Emily Blunt and Alexander McQueen. What do you think?
Oh, it looks like it's tattered and shattered. It looks like a seaweed moment to me.
A seaweed moment. Yeah. Shamari, you like it?
You know, it's kind of classy and trashy and sexy all at the same time.
Okay, what about Regina King and Alberta Ferretti?
Oh, she looked beautiful. My boys Wayman and Micah dressed her. She looked elegant in this sequin sheath. Alberta Ferretti, divine.
Like it?
I love it. I love it. She's representing for us.
And she's got a great, strong body, athletic body.
And
yes,
she won,
like
by the way.
And
I heard in Monique Lhuillier.
Now, you know what? This is a paying homage to the 80s, and we should have kept this right back there in the 80s.
Okay.
This
rock
waist is a mess.
She has no curves. Yes. There's her hips.
All right.
Rock waist
this one was my favorite of the night, Nicole Kidman in Michael Kors.
Indeed. You know what? And I love Michael Kors. A lot of people try and read him and show, throw shade and everything, but I love it. He's a classic American designer. He does simplicity and luxury very well.
You like it, Shamari?
I love it. Mama is working.
Julia Roberts and Stella McCartney. This one was
bravo,
also...
Bravo. I didn't even know it was her. She looks so darn young. She looks about 30 years old here. She looked modern and fresh and clean and chic and, yes, sexy. That's all the things you
love.
Yeah,
I'd rock that. Yes, I'd rock it.
I'd rock that.
I'm inspired by her. Like,
Elizabeth Moss and Dior.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm glad mad that she doesn't look like a handmaid, but she should give this dress to the maid. It's ill-fitting. Yes. It's not nice.
Give it to the maid.
It's absolutely hideous. It's okay. Terrible.
Melissa McCarthy in Re-Macra.
Oh. What in the hobgoblin? What is that? Wait. Hogwarts? What is it that looks horrible?
What, is she a wizard? She's ready to read my tarot cards. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Would this dress be better if the stars were not on it? Would you like it better?
No, you know what? Honestly, it's just a lot of fabric. And when, okay.
What about Allison Janney and Christian Siriano?
Love it, love it, love, love it. I love Christian Siriano, and I love that color. That seafoam blue is gorgeous.
Oh, I love it.
It reminds me of Zanzibar. You know I'm Zanzibar best.
Yes, you are. Last up, what about Halle in Zahir Murad?
You know what? Halle Berry in the Zahir Murad, we've seen it before, but it looks grand. So you know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Halle Berry. There you
Halle
go.
Halle Berry! She can do no wrong in
there
my book.
There you go.
Baby.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Tori from Connecticut, who I believe has a question for Ronnie DeVoe. What's your question, Tori?
Hey, Andy. Hey. Ronnie, I want to know, what's the latest update on the New Edition tour, and are all the members on board?
Yikes.
Honestly, not yet. Right now, we're on tour. It's Bobby Brown and Belle Biv DeVoe as Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, RBR.
Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Yes. Girl, who cares who you like?
Yes.
Yes.
Ask me about the messiness of Johnny and who else owns the name of New Edition?
Ooh, so you got some tea on it, huh?
No. The members of New Edition own the name, Bevy.
Okay, I just want to know what's going on.
Everybody, nobody is taking that name away from the people that originated from Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Okay, good.
All right.
Shamari, Denise T. texted, who out of the group made the worst first impression on you?
Who out of the group made the worst first impression? Well, that's easy. Marho.
Okay. Marilyn O. said, Bevy, I saw your tweet on Big Dick Energy. I wanted to ask, who has the ultimate Big Dick Energy in
now, Hollywood? Not just a panda, but you are right here in front of me. And you are always with the man spread, you know. You have a lot of man spread all the time. Look at you, a sinner. Legs on cock, legs akimbo. You know, you're always doing those kind of things. Yes.
Well,
and you know what? And you're having a boy, which means that your sperm is very virile.
Yes. It's time for my mazel and jackal of the day. They both come from tonight's Golden Globes. My mazel goes to the true stars of the award show, Sandra Oh's parents. That is so cute. The closest thing my parents have done to giving me a standing ovation is when I hosted New Year's Eve, and they sent me a text saying, you look wet. Tonight's jackal goes to all the men tonight who wore boring suits once again when they could have worn something like the sparkly harness getup worn by Timothy Chalamet.
Bravo.
I totally love this. It is very call me by your safe word.
Exactly.
And I'm here for it. Sorry I cut you off, Ronnie. I want to thank Bevy, Shamari, Ronnie for being here. We're back in the clubhouse. It's the after show with Bevy Smith and Shamari DeVoe and Ronnie DeVoe. Like I cut you off. I was getting to my mazel.
Listen, I wanted to come from the back of the bar and just show you that I'm in the big dick category.
Oh, yes, you are, baby.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
You're going to give it to me tonight, too, ain't you?
Let's go.
Hashtag open marriage.
Bevy, what is your feeling on my scruff tonight? I did not shave. How do you feel?
I love
about
your scruff.
You do.
But you know, I like your little rough and tumble.
You do. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, let's go to Trevor from Georgia. Hey, Trevor, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question is for Shamari.
Okay.
Shamari, in the year 1999 and 2000, your group Black was at its commercial peak, but there were a lot of comparisons to the group TLC. How did y'all handle those comparisons, and are you still friendly with T-Boz and Chili presently?
Well, actually, Lisa Lopez is the person that discovered our group. She had creative control over everything.
Yeah,
so we didn't mind the comparison of TLC because she's like the protege. So, you know.
And TLC was like the super group.
Yeah. So who wouldn't want to be compared to a mega, you know, multi-platinum super group like TLC?
Yeah. Better TLC than like 702.
Exactly. Oh, wait a minute. I like Irish. I like Mila.
I know, I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to think of some girl group shape. That was some good girl group shape.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't like the Marvelettes.
Michael Bivens actually discovered 702.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Family.
All right, all right. Let's go to Tracy from Queens. Hey, Tracy, what's your question? I thought that was pretty funny.
Hi, Andy. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Hi, Ronnie. I'm an Annie for Lifer. How
yes.
are you?
Yes. How you doing?
My question is for Bevy. What does she think about Shamari's attire, since everybody, her wardrobe, since everybody's coming for her? And does she feel like her wardrobe is outdated, like everybody's
okay.
saying?
First of all, I always tell people this. Folks come up to me all the time and like, what do you think of what I'm wearing? I'm like, I don't care what you are wearing.
That's what I've been saying.
I talk about this stuff for a job. This is a job, child. I don't care what you got on. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this. I told her this during the commercial break. She's a pretty girl. She's a young girl. She got a hot, sexy body. What if she gonna put on? It's gonna look good. So, I mean, let it be.
Thank you, baby.
Listen, I gotta take care of what I'm wearing, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, it's complicated around here. So I gotta be more, a little more, you know, gingerly about my wardrobe.
Let's go to Janetta from South Carolina. Hi, Janetta. What's your question? Hey, Janetta.
Hi, my question's for Shamari. I was wondering, since her and Portia were they knew each other in high school, I wonder if she's like the same person that she is now that she was back then.
Well, you know, me and Portia didn't hang out with each other in high school. She hung out with mutual friends of mine. But, you know, she always had a big booty. She always was a pretty girl. I mean, we're from Decatur, so, you know, we grow, and, you know, she may be a little different from how she used to be. Now she's more like, you know, the Jessica Rabbit Decatur version today.
Right.
But, you know, but...
Everybody changes right, and evolves. Right. I mean...
Especially when you start getting that money.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That really does change up things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Paula from Chicago. Hey, Paula, what's your question?
Hiya, Andy. Hiya, Bevy.
Hi.
Hiya, Shamari.
Huh? Hey!
Hey, and how your husband in the corner over there?
Yes, husband.
Yes, hold on. Let me put my glasses on.
I got a question for you, Bevy. You are number one with fashions. Please come and give me a makeover, honey. Please come to Chicago, Bevy.
I'm sure you don't need a makeover. I'm sure whoever you're dealing with loves the way you look as you are, yes?
My husband, yes, ma'am. But you are absolutely so professional with your comments, with their dresses.
Thank
you are great.
Thank
are you
going
to be coming back on the show with Derek and
Miss Lawrence? Well, you know Miss Lawrence is on Star, which is on Fox. Derek J is out and doing lots of big hair things on movie sets and everything, and I have Page Six TV. If Andy Cohen wants to give us a redo of Fashion Queens, I would welcome it. But I also told Andy a couple of weeks ago, I don't like to bother him about doing more for me because he's already done so much. So I leave it be.
By the way, Lawrence from Atlanta tweeted, yes, Mother Bevy Smith sitting in waves and prints.
Oh, thank you.
You know. Rose from Michigan. Hey, Rose.
Yes. How you doing? I would like to ask, I'm getting hoarse now. I would like to ask Shamari.
Rose, everything okay over there?
Exactly. Yeah, you do need to call
you got
the
a cold?
Sound like she's smoking a little something.
Yes, I'm okay. I would like to ask Shamari a question. Which housewife would she like to get closer to, and which housewife would she want to get furthest away from?
Oh, my goodness. Which housewife would I like to get closer to?
Like, who you want to be your real friend?
I really like Eva. Like, you know, we can hang out, we can smoke, we can drink together,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And we can miss our babies and, our husbands together. So, yeah, I would like to get closer to Eva. Mm-hmm. Who would I like to get further away from?
You're okay.
Yeah.
Do we do Rose from... No, we're done. Shamari, you're... Fun burst of energy on the show.
Thank you
so much for being here. Ronnie, it is so cool having you here. I absolutely love it. I want to see you guys in concert so bad. And Bevy, we will catch you on Radio Andy tomorrow and Page Six TV tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
I've got many jobs.
I know you do
I've
have
got
many
jobs.
Jobs.
She's booked and blessed and busted.
Yes, she is.
Wait!
Before you go, here's a sneak peek of Married to Medicine.
Why couldn't you get an erection? I'm your wife. You can't say that I'm not sexy.
Because there's a lot of stress.
No one wants to make love to a person who's argumentative and who's rude and negative and nasty and physically abusive.
You pulled a knife on me, and I call the police.
You slammed me to the ground and held me there, Gregory. I'm not going to
let you stab me.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.